How does this DNA recognition actually work? And I want to show you here a 3D printed model of the Cas9 protein. So of course this complex, how small is it? It's really small, right? We can't really see it with a light microscope. We can see maybe little specks using an electron microscope, but to really understand the molecular structure of this complex, we have to use a technique called X-ray crystallography. And this model is built using actual atomic coordinates that come from an X-ray crystallographic structure. And so what you're looking at here is the protein in white, and its guiding RNA is the orange molecule. And that complex searches through cells looking for a DNA sequence that matches the sequence on the end of the guide RNA. And when that occurs, it grabs onto the DNA, so you can see this beautiful double helical structure here running through the protein. And at the place where the sequence in the DNA matches the RNA, an RNA-DNA helix forms inside the protein. That's how recognition actually occurs. And that displaces the other strand of the DNA and positions two molecular blades in the protein to make a precise double-stranded break in the DNA. So it's a cleaver that comes in and cuts the DNA when this kind of chemical interaction actually occurs.